No Commitments by Simon Brett, starring Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget Victoria, and Celia Imrie Charlotte.
Oh, I see. Goulash.
Hungry?
You bet. Is there anything you can't do, Derek?
What?
Well, you cook, you wash, you iron, you keep this flat as tidy as a show house.
Charlotte, you wouldn't think it odd if a woman did all those things, would you?
Oh, no.
So where's the difference? Now, you could have some more wine.
Please. Oh, this is yummy.
Good.
Thank you. I'll say thank you properly later.
You don't have to.
What?
Unless you want to. If you want to go to bed with me, if you want to make love with me, good. In fact, more than good. Wonderful. But if you don't, then that's fine too. I don't want to impose my agenda on you.
What about imposing your gender on me, though?
What?
Gender. Gender. Charlotte's guilty of a teensy-weensy little pun there, Derek.
Oh. Very good. I do love wit in a woman.
And I do love consideration in a man. I love being pampered.
I'm not pampering you, Charlotte. Just treating you as an equal.
Makes a nice change. Most men treat me as an accessory. A pretty little thing who'll go to bed with them, smile admiringly in public, and laugh at all their jokes.
Men who treat you like that are missing so much.
Oh.
I respect you.
As a woman?
No, Charlotte. As a person.
Oh.
Bernard Langer is there in three.
Oh, Roger!
Oh, goodness, is it that time already? How is the meeting?
Roger, honestly.
What's up?
Look at this room, those plates. Emily, Harriet and Benji aren't allowed to eat their supper in the sitting room, you know that.
Well, there was something they wanted to watch on the box. I didn't think it would do any harm.
Roger, we don't pay all that money for private education so that they can come home and have their manners undermined by living in a pigsty.
Hardly a pigsty, Victoria.
Look round. Have you got another description that is...
Sorry, this putt's really important.
But I...
is on its way. It doesn't look very good. It doesn't look very good.
Oh, yeah, bad luck.
May I speak now?
Yeah, of course. Sorry, it did matter. Now he's slipped a 2 strokes off the lead.
Has he? I'm sure that must be very gratifying for him. Roger, it is not the fact that you let the children eat their supper in here that infuriates me. It is the fact that nobody bothered to clear any of the plates up afterwards.
Yeah, I was going to, love, but straight after the kids went to bed, there was the news. Now we're into the golf coverage.
And you couldn't miss any of that, could you?
Oh, no. This will virtually decide the European Order of Merit.
Riveting.
You don't bother with those, Victoria.
Why not? I still don't see any signs of you moving out of your armchair.
Yeah, I'll do them later.
Ha!
Anyway, given the amount you pay Mrs. Norris per hour, I'd have thought...
Are you suggesting that we should leave these?
Oh, yes, I was.
Roger, if Mrs. Norris comes in tomorrow morning and finds supper plates all over the sitting room floor, she's going to think that we're the sort of family who usually have their meals in front of the television.
Well, we do. You and I do most nights.
But Mrs. Norris doesn't have to know that, does she? I'll go and put this lot in the dishwasher.
Fine. Oh, Victoria, love.
What?
Could you see that my shirt with a blue stripe and white cutaway collar's ironed for the morning?
Oh!
Oh, lovely putt.
Magnificent.
What's your dark secret, Anna?
Dark secret? I'm not sure that I've got one.
You just seem too straightforward to me. You work for a dentist who has a Luddite approach to sexual politics. You've never been married. And you're adorable. That's all I know.
What more do you want to know?
Well, first, how you avoided getting married.
Well, it's quite easily done, you know, Pete. Mm-hmm. If you don't meet anyone you want to marry, or if the only people you do want to marry are otherwise committed, you avoid getting married.
Very purist of you. What would you say if I asked you to marry me?
I say thank you very much, Pete. That's very flattering.
Hardly an answer.
It's a response.
Responses aren't the same as answers.
I know that. One doesn't have to be a don to understand the nuances of the English language.
You do have to be a don to make a living from understanding the nuances of the English language.
Oh, some people have it dead cushy, don't they?
Mm.
Nice double-glazed ivory towers with lots of lovely dinners and hot and cold running student and all bedrooms.
I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
Had an affair with one of my students.
I thought it went with the territory.
Mm.
Why haven't you?
Maybe in my own way. I'm a bit of a purist.
Takes one to know one.
Mm.
It's not a very fashionable thing to be these days, purist.
Yeah. Well, if politicians set the moral agenda of the country...
Edel Berlin.
You've caught something from the politicians, actually, Anna.
Really? What?
Not answering the question you've just been asked.
Oh.
I asked what you'd say if I asked you to marry me.
And I responded rather than answering.
Yes. Any chance of an answer now?
To the question as asked?
Mm-hmm.
Not to the question as asked, no. It's too soon. We haven't known each other long enough.
Oh.
Besides, you don't yet know my dark secret.
They have got one.
Mm. Two, actually.
Really?
Mm. They're called Victoria and Charlotte.
Hi.
Roger, where on earth have you been? I specially asked you to be back early this evening.
Well, Brian specially asked me to stay late.
Oh.
Oh, come on, darling. It's a new job. I've got to jump when the boss calls.
Jump into a vat of whiskey from the smell of you.
Yeah, all right, we did have a drink at the end. Been a heavy meeting. Very heavy. So heavy I have to do with another drink.
Sounds to me as if you've had quite enough already.
Yeah, do something.
I will wait until our guests arrive. Thank you very much.
Yes. Come on, it's only Anna and Charlotte.
Anna's bringing a friend.
Sorry?
I said Anna's bringing a friend and Charlotte's parading her latest man.
What?
Charlotte is parading her latest man. Huh. I mean, honestly, anyone would think she was trying to beat the Duke of York.
Sorry?
Duke of York, you know. Oh, Roger, what did the Duke of York have?
Fergie?
No, 10,000 men.
What? But he's not gay, is he? I thought the other...
Never mind. Look, I needed you to be back home early tonight, Roger. This is the first dinner party I've given since I had my operation. And I really still haven't got
a lot
of energy.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll manage old thing.
Roger, where are you going?
Check the golf scores on CFAX.
But, Roger, they'll be here. I mean... Oh, my God, they are here. I haven't had time to change, and my hair's a total mess, and I...
I'm finance director of a multinational food company, you know.
Really?
Mm. You're not in food at all, are you, Pete?
No, not at all. Well, I say that. Of course, I eat it.
What?
Food.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes, of course, yes. You know, in the world of food, we have a word for people who eat food.
Do you?
Yeah, sort of technical term, bit of jargon, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we call people who eat food... consumers.
Ah, because we consume food.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well done. So now, if you're ever in a group of people in the food business...
When might I be?
Well, at a party or food people get all over the place, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Last time I was at Glyndebourne, a good, what shall I say, 7%? Yeah, a good 7% of the audience were in food.
Ah.
So, anyway, next time you want to impress people with your, as it were, inside track on the subject, you say, oh, I'm just a consumer.
They'll be impressed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. You'll be talking their language.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So sorry I wasn't here when you arrived, Peter.
Pete, please. That's no problem.
Roger's been entertaining you, I hope.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And it's all right now. You can leave that sauce and come through.
Roger!
Oh, you look great, Victoria.
Oh, thanks. Now, I must just sort a couple of things out before Charlotte and her chap arrive. Oh, dear, they have arrived. Now, Roger, could you let them in?
Well, of course, reduce the sauce
a little more, because the recipe says...
You bearing up, love?
Oh, yeah. Mind you, I'm surprised you didn't include Roger as a third of your dark secrets.
What's he been talking to you about?
Food.
Oh, think yourself lucky. That means he's saving golf for the dinner table.
And I would have thought that we'd come far enough now to distribute the workload more equally.
Between men and women, you mean?
Yes.
Could I just get that plate?
Oh, this one's bad.
The problem with that, Derek, is that if you give women and men an equal workload, then their combined income's going to be smaller.
Why is that?
Because women get paid less than men for doing the same work.
Oh, yes. But that's exactly the point Derek's making, about the kind of inequality which does still exist in our society.
Could you just do the door, Roger?
Let me help you with that.
Oh, bless you, Derek.
Look at golf. The simple fact is that women do not have the strength to hit a ball as far as men do.
It is awfully good of you, Derek.
No problem. Let me take those for you.
Well...
You shouldn't be carrying that much anyway. Mm-hmm. I gather from Charlotte that you've only recently had a hysterectomy.
Had a what?
Hysterectomy. That is right, isn't it? I could have sworn Charlotte said...
Yes, it's right. I'm sorry, Derek, it's just... I'm so unused to hearing any man outside the medical profession actually using the word.
Hysterectomy?
Yes. You know, living with Roger, he doesn't often talk about that sort of thing.
No. No, I can imagine.
And Derek just will not let me do a thing. You know, when I come in tired after a hard day's work...
When do you actually come in tired after a hard day's work, Charlotte?
Don't be bitchy.
I wasn't. I was just asking... I thought you said that theatre parts had virtually dried up.
It's even more exhausting going for job interviews than it is when you've actually got a job.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm sure.
And anyway, when I come back, Derek just tells me to put my feet up while he cooks supper. Do you cook, Pete?
Has been known.
Yes, he does a wonderful...
Well, Roger, when did you last produce a meal?
Oh, well, there's no point in my cooking.
Why not?
Well, because Victoria's such a damn good cook. If I go into the kitchen, I only get under her feet. Well, she actually enjoys it.
Oh, maybe she doesn't enjoy it all the time.
Hmm?
Well, I mean, maybe for once in a while, Victoria would like it if you suddenly took over for an evening meal.
I can't see it. I'd probably use the wrong pans. She'd hate that. We do go out for quite a few meals, you know.
Anyway, Pete, let's talk about you.
Oh.
We hardly know anything about you except that you're a friend of Anna.
No.
How did you meet? Wasn't ever a feeling?
I beg your pardon?
I was assuming that you met at the dental surgery. You know, where Anna worked.
No. We met at a party at the university.
Really? Mm.
I do have a social life, you know, Charlotte.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Which university is this, Pete?
Kent. The campus is in Canterbury.
I once had a round of golf near Canterbury.
Oh.
Absolute disaster. Do you know, I five-putted the 17th.
Really?
Pete actually teaches at the university. His speciality is restoration comedy.
Oh, how fascinating. I'm sure we could talk for hours about that, Pete.
Well,
I haven't done a lot of restoration work, but, you know, I really do feel a great attraction towards it. I suppose it's the movement, really, the style. I've often been called a graceful actor, and I think that really counts in restoration stuff. When I played Mrs. Candor in the School for Scandal, I had to...
Sheridan isn't restoration.
But it's the same sort of thing.
No. I'd say it was very
Anyway,
different.
I had this terribly over-the-top wig, which was meant to make me look a total fright.
Yeah, we saw that one, didn't we? Chelmsford, wasn't it?
Cheltenham. But the trouble was, I actually looked rather good in it. And I had this dress in a kind of Regency stripe, I suppose you'd call it. And again, the joke was that I was meant to look a mess. But in fact, one guy...
Come on through.
Thank you very much. Well, that was some evening.
Don't worry, your reward is piling up in heaven. Mm. You can have a drink now. Ah. No more driving.
Maybe the evening would have been easier if I had been drinking.
Maybe.
No, I don't know, though. I suppose I should be getting the drink, shouldn't I?
Why?
Well, I'm sure Derek wouldn't let Charlotte... compromise her identity as a woman by getting a drink for him?
No.
Here. I suppose Derek is a prime example of a new man.
Whereas Roger is a prime example of a totally unreconstructed pre-Jurassic man. And I must say, of the two, I find Roger's behaviour infinitely preferable.
Oh, me too. Cheers.
Cheers. What I can't understand is the way they treat you.
Oh, I'm so used to it, I don't notice anymore.
They behave almost as if you're not there half the time, as if you're invisible.
There are advantages to invisibility, you know. And get up to all kinds of things and nobody notices.
But they seem to treat me as if I'd been infected by your invisibility as well. I mean, I thought this evening was set up partly to introduce me to them so they could meet the new man in your life.
Well, it was, partly. And I never really thought that aspect of it would work.
They kept referring to me as your friend. I couldn't have stated more plainly that we're actually in a relationship. But the information just didn't seem to take root in their brains.
No. Oh, you see, that's why in the past I very rarely introduced men I've been serious about to either of my sisters.
Explain.
They can't cope with the idea. It's one of those family pecking order things. Charlotte's the one who has lovers. Victoria's the one who has marriage. And I, well, as far as they're concerned, I don't have a sexual identity.
I regard myself as very fortunate to know just how wrong they are.
Is that nice?
Yes. Yes, that's very nice.
I understand women's bodies, you know. I understand your body.
Yes, Derek.
There's no hurry. We don't have to rush.
No, we don't.
I think foreplay is so important.
Yes.
Just to take time. No rush. That feels good, does it?
Yes.
And that feels good, too. And that, I hope. And that. And that. And that.
Look, I don't mind the fact that you went to sleep.
Good.
That's your option. You want to make love with me? You want to make love with me. You want to go to sleep? You want to go to sleep. It's your choice. Toast all right, as pale as that?
Yes, thank you.
I'm not here to put pressure on you.
No.
I'm here to do what you want.
Good.
What do you want?
Well...
What do you want to do at this precise moment? I mean, the way to think of it is, what would you be doing if I wasn't here?
I'd be reading the paper.
Fine. You read the paper. It's your decision about what you want to do that matters. It's your agenda that counts. It's not important what anyone else, least of all some man, wants you to do.
If you weren't here, I would be reading the paper in silence.
Ah, right. Fine.
And I just don't think Roger's going to change, do you?
No, I don't.
Nope. I took him for better for worse.
And he hasn't been that much worse than you took him for, has he?
Oh, mind you, he hasn't been that much better either. I do sometimes wish he had a bit more awareness of how women work.
Like Derek's awareness, you mean?
Honestly, why Charlotte, who's always had everyone waiting on her hand and foot from Daddy onwards, should end up with someone like Derek? Well, it's not fair, is it?
Well, I think it's pretty fair. I wouldn't want to end up with Derek, would you?
Well,
I find it rather creepy, all this understanding women business. I keep expecting him to whip out the workshop manual to check some technicality. Incidentally, Pete asked me to pass on his thanks to you for the other evening.
Yes, he sent me a card, actually. He seemed very nice, I thought. It must be nice for you to have someone to go around with, the odd theatre, that sort of thing.
Yes, it is. Actually, it's not just the odd theatre.
I suppose it's partly the way Roger grew up. All that single-sex boarding school business. People like that are never really at ease with women. One minute putting them on a pedestal,
and the next flushing them down it?
Well, that's not quite how I'd have put it, but in a way, I suppose, yes. The trouble is, very often, by the time a woman gets hold of a man, the damage is already done. Their mothers have a lot to answer for.
I wonder if Pete and I may be going away together.
Oh, that'll be nice. What is it, one of those group things organised through the church?
No. It is Pete and me going away together, just the two of us.
Oh, very nice. No, it's good for you to have a companion, Anna, someone to do things with.
But what I'm saying is
that I do sometimes worry that Benji's going just the same way as Roger.
Oh.
I mean, he came back from school the other day with a joke that was, well, quite frankly, I was disgusted. I mean, it was very anti-women, and not in a kind of sniggery way, but in a deeply hating, really offensive way. And it's not easy, you know.
What's not easy?
Well, life, relationships.
Derek, I suppose, I mean.
In many ways, he's such a sweetie.
Really?
Well, yes. I mean, it's lovely to feel someone else's respect for you.
Isn't feeling a bit of self-respect even lovelier?
Hmm?
Well, I'd have thought a relationship between the sexes ought to be one of mutual respect. You don't have the woman being a doormat for the man, nor do you have the man as some kind of creepy doormat for the woman.
Ah, well, you would say something like that, Anna, just because you haven't much experience of that kind of relationship.
I have lots of experiences.
You see, I do know a little more about it. There have been a lot of men in my life.
But you don't need to tell me that.
And one of the reasons, of course, is that I'm a hopeless romantic. Always reaching out for that unattainable, perfect man.
And making do with some pretty imperfect ones on the way.
The other reason is professional. I have to experiment. I have to explore relationships. You see, as an actor, I'm always...
I thought you were an actress.
What? No, one doesn't say actress these days. We're all actors.
Oh, must get confusing.
Right?
Well, it doesn't sound right, does it? As the actor said to the bishop. Oh, actually, these days, maybe it does.
I wish you'd stop trivialising everything, Anna.
What?
I was trying to say something serious about my relationship with Derek.
Were you? Well, I'd like to say something serious about my relationship with Pete.
Pete? Oh, was he the chap who came with you to Victoria's?
Yes.
Seemed very nice, I thought.
Yes, he is.
The French are saying that in every relationship, there is one who kisses and one who offers the cheek. And I think, with Derek and me...
Will you please listen? Pete and I are going to Rome together.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Oh, why do you and Victoria keep saying nice whenever I mention Pete? Nice is the most sexless word in the English language.
So, what's Pete got to do with sex?
Oh...
Look, honestly, love, I really would appreciate your views.
Would you?
Yes. What do you think of Derek?
I think Derek is a slimy creep.
What?
I think he's a very old-fashioned masculine stereotype, masquerading under politically acceptable colours. I think all his understanding of how women's bodies work is a prurient interest which is one step away from shoving coins into a slot to keep an erotic peep show window open. Well, you did ask my opinion.
The hotel is just out of this world. And we'll just eat and drink and eat and drink.
Think what that'll do to my figure.
Doesn't worry me, Anna. It'll be your figure. Beds in a hotel are vast. You feel you could lose an entire battalion of infantry in the folds of the sheets.
A forlorn hope.
What do you mean?
Forlorn hope means a lost squad of soldiers from the Dutch... Verloren hoop.
You're a mine of information, Anna.
Oh, yes, an absolute mine.
You can teach me all kinds of irrelevant things when we're in Rome.
It's going to be the other way round. You're meant to be the teacher.
We can teach each other all kinds of irrelevant things when we're in Rome.
When in Rome?
Forget the Romans. We'll do what we want to do.
Yeah.
Eat and drink. Make love. Eat and drink and make love.
Oh, look, step boarding. It's gate 38. Oh. Come on, Pete.
Sure.
I'll get you, Roger.
Okay.
Hello?
Vicky?
Charlotte! What do you want?
Hmm?
You never ring unless you want something.
I'm going to ignore that, Vicky.
I don't see why...
I've been trying to contact Anna. Kept just getting the answer phone. You haven't talked to her recently, have you?
No. We met for lunch last week. Not since then.
Well, honestly, it is a bit much, isn't it? I want to ask her if she'll have Giselle at the weekend, and she's not there. It's very annoying.
Are you worried about her?
No, but that's not the point. We might be worried about her.
Hmm. Sure there's not a fault on the line?
I said I got the answer phone.
Oh, right. Well, I expect she'll be back soon.
I hope so. It's very inconvenient.
Yes. Oh, just a minute. Mm. Didn't she say something about going to Rome?
Rome? Oh, yes, that does ring a bell.
With that chap, Pete. And presumably some group or other.
Oh, yes. Honestly, isn't that just typical? Did she say how long she was going to be away?
Can't remember.
Well, look, I must dash. Got to go out.
With Derek?
Don't talk to me about Derek.
Why? What?
How's Roger?
Fine.
Give him my love. Talk soon. And do let me know if you hear from Anna, won't you?
Yes, of course. Bye.
Charlotte, as ever?
Oh, yes. Infuriated.
Still with Derek?
No. Apparently, Derek is off the scene. I can't say I'm surprised. He was far too sensitive for someone like Charlotte.
Who are you calling?
Anna, what a check she can look after Emily, Harry and Benji when we do our gastronomic weekend in Perigord.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Hello, thank you for calling. This is Anna Rowlands. And I'm not here, bye.
Honestly, Roger, Anna is sometimes just so selfish.
In episode 6 of No Commitments, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Celia Imrie, Charlotte. Jonathan Coy played Roger, Lisa Coleman, Emily, Derek Waring, Pete, and Ian Masters, Derek. The music was composed by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Anne Jobson.